Hi, everybody. This is John Forrester with Out of Character, and today we are going to be playing City of Mist. It is a noir superhero role-playing game. It's going to be coming to Kickstarter on October 20th for the full book, and they were nice enough to let us do something for the podcast. For those of you who don't know what noir means, it's basically rain-spattered, hopeless cities with lots of guns and, like, Pulp Fiction-y kind of heroes. It's the guys like The Shadow and The Spirit. You know, you should know what a superhero is, so I'm not going to bother. If you want to learn more about noir, check out any of the old Spirit books. Those are like my kind of go-to Sin City, but the movies are terrible. Anything from like the 40s on, you can usually find some noir stuff. Marvel did the noir books.
L.A. Confidential is a good one.
L.A. Confidential is a really good one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would count The Untouchables as...
Yeah, a little bit.
I like that movie.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Anyway, I have some folks joining me today to involve themselves in the city and its politics.
Hi, I'm Jason. I'll be playing Mitosis, an ex-boxer who has some rapid cell growth issues these days.
I am playing Flicker. Time-space-warping, expanding senses hipster with mad hacker skills. So I'll basically be a Gen Xer playing a millennial.
I'm trying so hard not to hate your character.
I know, because she's probably going to come off like really bad, me trying to be all like millennial-like.
Fucking hipsters.
I just give me an idea how to play her.
Whatever.
I am Tina. I am playing... Declane Lestrange. I am a dubious antique dealer / gunslinger / mystic / awesome dude.
Slasher.
So, for the record, just because you guys can't see the pictures, Jason's character Mitosis looks like a kind of reptilian version of the Thing, but he plays basically like Daredevil because he's an ex-boxer, and Daredevil's dad was a boxer.
If Clayface was Daredevil.
Yes.
I like that.
Jessica's character more or less looks like every hipster that you've seen in a Starbucks ever. And Declan Restrange looks... He is the most noir. He wins the noir-looking award because he's got the gun holster and, like, the tie that he cuts so it doesn't get in the way of his gun belt.
Kind of looks like Bruce Campbell.
He does kind of look like Bruce Campbell.
Just a little bit.
He's got that cool name that you can't pronounce easily, like
Lestrange.
Okay, and I gotta throw that. She does not look like somebody who'd be at Starbucks. That is too mainstream for
Caribou.
Caribou is no longer around. She has to go to the one that the little fanzine or something says, like, this is the cool coffee shop of the city.
Like
the
only serves cold pressed coffee.
Yes.
What the hell
is cold-pressed coffee? Is it just that they make it with a cold press? Is that
She goes to the coffee truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, there it is.
That's it. Yes.
Ew.
That is run by, like, the Antarctic people who are trying
the Scottish
to raise
mafia.
Money. Yeah. Cold press is coffee made from cold water.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I didn't drink coffee. So, just a little background about the system. City of Mist uses the Apocalypse World engine, which also runs other great games like Dungeon World. There's a lot of really good games coming out right now, but I especially like this one because I like noir stuff. Especially with superheroes, because then you can get into cool things like, what if the Punisher was a noir character who was running around, you know, busting gangsters in the 40s. Which would be funny, because, you know, then you'd have to be, like, Prohibition. Or not Prohibition, but World War I,
yeah,
World War
II.
Alright.
Hey, James.
So, you are each going to find yourselves in the gentrified old district. This is a part of town that... Everything kind of feels like you're 100 years in the past when you're here. The lampposts are very artsy, and they haven't been replaced by those very mundane-looking ones you see throughout the rest of the city. The buildings are all, like, they feel like they were built by hand was someone who wanted to make something distinct that would stand for hundreds of years. You'll have, like, you know, two-level brick houses that have, like, these really beautiful terraces with, like, ivy growing all over them that's been meticulously cultivated over, you know, decades, right next to niche little coffee shops and, like, game stores and, like, record stores that have kind of moved in because the younger generation has kind of taken hold here. There's still a lot of old money in this town, so there is some resistance to that, but a lot of young people are just, like, buying up the cheap real estate as it... Unfortunately, the older folks are dying off. Declan, your shop, you managed to purchase it many years ago, so the strange antique antiquities has been here for a while. You're actually kind of enjoying having more business than you usually see because, you know, the hipsters, they love antiques.
You recently made it to Yelp.
Oh my god, I'm on the Yelps.
Fat stacks of Yelps.
Although, if we were doing true noir, they would be beatniks.
Nobody likes beatniks. Even hipsters don't like beatniks. They're creepy.
William S. Burroughs.
Even beatniks didn't like beatniks.
We're going to say, Flicker, you live and work in this part of town. Most of the businesses are, like, looking for someone on and off again to, you know... Basically, you'd go on and do their taxes at the end of each year.
Okay. Because
you've got your... They convert mad hacker skills to, can you help me figure out how to file my taxes so the IRS doesn't bankrupt my barely operating business?
Okay.
So this is your spot. Mitosis, you're not really from this part of town. You kind of wander all over, but you have a reason for being here. So, on this particular day, it is really unpleasant. There has been just this layer of fog kind of hanging over the town for 2 or 3 days. It's been raining, so everything's just soaked. The gutters are all backed up. So you have that lovely array of various bits of refuge that the sewers are backing up in the streets, that lovely aroma of, you know, like sewer juice, someone cooking like kielbasa on a hot plate in their basement apartment, like opening the window to clear the stink out, you know, guys who are smoking big fat cigars walking down the street. There is a problem that you're keenly aware of, and you and Declan, Flicker and Declan, have both been dealing with. There has been no power to your part of the city specifically for about a day and a half. So there's been no electricity. You're all luckily on city water, so you can still flush the toilets. There's still water coming in and out, but you've had no lights, no printers. So for like all the hipster businesses are dying because there's like no Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
No fancy, you know, computer cafes, nothing. They've gone downtown because that's the next, you know, happening spot to be. It hasn't been good to be in this part of town.
How much battery power do I have left, or am I completely out?
You have been managing to basically, like, go to the edge of the district that's been affected and charge your stuff up.
Okay.
Which, it's weird, because it's you, as you're going back and forth, it's only that part of town that's affected. As soon as you hit, like, any other part of the city, everything's normal. No, it's not being... Like, you'll be sitting there charging your phone in, like, a cafe or something, and there's no mention of it on the news. There's no mention of it in the paper. Nobody seems to know what's going on. If you talk to anyone about it, they're just like, what are you talking about?
So when I call the city to say, when's my
phone's
power...
Phone's out.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a cell?
No.
No?
I wouldn't have a cell phone.
You have one of those old-timey, like, yeah, like a rotary phone?
Operator.
I have an iPhone 9 that I waited in line for 2 days to get.
And then you.
So, is it the size of a peanut or the size of a notebook?
What's the one that explodes if you, like...
That's a Galaxy Note. Yeah.
Galaxy 7.
I want one of those. I'm just going to do whatever he makes it explode and throw it at my enemies.
That's the greatest idea ever.
It's just an urban hand grenade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, urban warfare has become...
Mitosis, you came to this part of town because money is tight. Oh, yeah. Your cell growth is make. You can't make money as a boxer anymore. You were making some money as muscle, but that kind of went the wrong way when you broke a dude's everything, tossing him through a window.
Yes.
So you're having to pay his medical bills to keep him from taking you to court. You can't get work because they blacklisted you at all the local clubs. And pretty much all you have is, like, your beloved memorabilia, like, you know, stuff that you won when you were a boxer, like, you know, medals and trophies and rings, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So you're basically trying to find a pawn shop that will take this stuff. And pretty much everyone's been turning you down, like, flat. They're pointing you towards Lestrange's Antiquities, like, he might take some of that and give you something, mm-hmm. but we don't want any of your crap. Get out of here. So, what are you guys doing at this point?
Well, I'm going to go to Lestrange Antiquities.
Okay. What's Flicker doing?
Okay, so first off, okay, so how big is the area? So
like six blocks. The old district of downtown, it's huge. I mean, it's not, I would say it's roughly the size of Queens.
Okay.
It's
wow,
sizable.
That is that big of an area that's
yeah,
that's
I mean, this,
affected.
This
okay.
is the oldest part of the town.
Okay. I thought it might have just been like a six block radius or something.
No,
like
it's
a little
big.
Neighborhood or something. Okay, it's like you know.
We're talking about like literally like between tens of thousands and you know, several tens of thousands of people who have no power.
Huh, and the news hasn't figured this out or anything like that.
No.
So before I'm doing anything, whenever I go to the edge or whatever, wherever there's power to do my cell phones or whatever, I'm going to take pictures and try to email them to the press.
Okay. So you've been doing this off and on?
Yeah, every time I have to charge or do something or whatever, I'm going to sit there.
So are you trying to get someone to do something specific, like take action, or you're just trying to
just
report
to take
on
action,
it?
Just because I think it's weird that nobody's reporting on it. Nobody's
okay.
saying anything about it. I want the word to get out.
So we're going to say that is a convince roll.
Okay.
So you're going to roll your 2d6.
I'm even going to post pictures on Instagram.
Nice. You're trying to turn social media in your favor. Now,
yes.
If you have any tags on any of your powers or skills that you feel would apply to your social media campaign.
Computers, network communications.
There you go.
Yeah, network communications under Mad Hacker Skills. I also have hacker connections.
We can do that, yeah. Like you're one of...
And you have a fashionable carry-all bag.
It's like you're anonymous.
Government database access.
Okay, so I'll say we'll say that all three of those apply. Your mad hacker skills are definitely going to be helpful. So
okay.
Roll 2d6 and add 3 to your roll, and let's see how effective you are today.
Okay, and add just the number 3, not 3 dice.
Yeah, just the
okay.
number 3.
Just an 8.
Just an 8, okay.
Which is, wait, that tells me.
So
you succeed, but with complications.
Yep. So you do get... You get a response from the email, the city power utility, basically saying, like, we'll send someone out to have a look. There's no reports of outages in your area. Please stop emailing us.
Okay. Any hits on Instagram?
I got 3 follows.
Okay.
3 likes.
Okay. How many followers do I have on Twitter?
1,456.
Okay. 1,456.
That's more than me.
Okay. anything that I can find out through government database access?
Are you trying to hack in?
Yes. Can I
do that? Yeah, you can definitely try to hack in. So let's see. We're going to call that investigate.
Okay.
So
do I get anything for that, or
what? So yeah, you've got government database and mad hacker skills.
Okay, so 2d6 plus 2.
Yep.
That is 6.
6. Okay, so that's a fail. So while you're hacking into the database to try and track, like, you know, what are the reports of outages or what's going on in this area, you realize that you tripped a security alert that someone's hacked into the database and they're following your IP address on your phone.
Okay.
So you need to leave immediately before
following that. So they're actually tracking like a GPS.
Yeah.
They're going to find you soon.
Okay.
Now, how urgent is it that someone hacked into the government power database? I'd expect a squad car sometime, but maybe not right now. But you need to move away from that vicinity.
Okay. So I am going to take the phone
mm-hmm.
and bring whoever police officer or whatever into the dark zone.
Okay.
Okay, and make sure they see this.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm going to head to this, where are we going? To the clan Lestrange?
Lestrange. So why are you going there?
I do his taxes, and I want to bitch about things.
You do his taxes, okay.
I do your taxes.
Okay. She does the computers.
Yes, because I don't want to deal with them.
Alright, so you're...
Can I just say, like, this is, like, sort of like a hangout or something? Like, I go in there...
It's not so much a hangout, it's kind of like, I mean, people pop in and out of there because Lestrange has a reputation for business. He's not usually, you know, somebody who's going to screw you over or shoot you in the face.
I'm rugged.
You're rugged. You have that cool, like, yeah. beard and your tie that you cut in half. So, you've been calling the city, trying to call the city. You're checking the phone, like, every 10 minutes, just like, nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. No line. No one's coming in and out. It's hurting your business. You were having this great thing. You were going to get out from under all your debts. You were going to be able to legitimize. You were going to actually file your taxes on what you had made this year.
Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
Not happening now.
Damn.
Because, like, they've all left town. They're all, like, moving off and spending money on, like, other things. So when you hear the bell over the door ring, you're in, like, your little back office.
Yeah.
It takes you a second to register, like, there's someone in the shop.
Yeah. And kind of, you know, looking at a book, trying to figure something out, hear mm-hmm. the ding, sitting there a few moments, and then, oh, someone's here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to head out.
Okay. A small, bald man, soaked to the bone, wearing, like, a trench coat that's, like, 3 sizes too big for him, and a t-shirt that says, I love hotties. Is waiting. He's dripping all over your fancy imported rug, and he's like, "Hey, Lestrange, I got something good."
What do you got?
I got it's really good.
Take your coat off, hang it up.
Okay.
You're getting water all over my Persian.
Oh shit!
Rug.
I'm sorry. He takes his coat off and hangs it up, but he can't like he's can't quite reach the hook on the hanger. Just kind of like knocks the hanger over, and then like. Tips it back up. He, like, knocks the thing over, puts it on there, and, like, pulls it back up. Like, okay. So, look. I got something great. It's not like last time. This is good stuff.
That's what you said last time.
This guy's imp. He's kind of like a two-bit thief that you bought some stuff off of, like, cheap watches.
Yeah.
He's like, no. You'll like this. Takes out a little box. Looks like a fancy chocolate box and puts it on the counter. Go ahead.
Before touching it, I take a few minutes to look at it.
Are you going to investigate?
Yes.
I think that you may want to. You want to investigate?
Yeah. I'm trying to look at my powers and everything and
see what applies.
Yeah. Well, archaeologist, history. Yeah, I'm going to do the kind of the history archaeologist investigation to see if I know. You know, what culture, time frame, that kind of stuff. Where did it come from?
Okay. The box itself?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you succeed. I mean, this box came from Rachel's Chocolates
okay.
on 4th Street.
Okay.
It's probably less than a year old. It
okay.
has no historical value whatsoever.
There's just nothing about it where it's like, oh my god, look at this.
It's got some stains on the outside. It looks like someone was eating chocolate very sloppily.
I go to open it and then pause. When I open this,
mm-hmm.
is something going to explode?
Would I do that to you? I'd be standing right here. We're buddies.
I wouldn't call us buddies.
Pals?
Associates.
Compadres.
Stop speaking.
Business partners.
No, just stop.
Oh.
Open the box.
There,
a little hesitantly, like, oh, what is this going to be?
There is what looks like an egg made of solid gold, like, carved with, like, little pieces of lattice. It looks like, and you're pretty sure some precious gems have been worked into the lattice work on this thing. It kind of looks like a Fabergé egg, but it's solid. It's not, like, all the ornaments.
Yeah.
you can't tell how this thing was put together. It almost looks like it was like a piece of gold was smelted down and someone carved it into it while it was still molten.
Okay. Where did you get this?
Found it.
Where? Don't tell me. It's probably best I don't know.
He just looks incredulous. I am a businessman, and you are a businessman, and yes. I am in the business of business. Now, I need a bus. I need a few. I've got some debts, so if you can slip me 5,000, then I'll. It's yours.
5,000?
Yeah, that's a good deal.
I have Hagler.
So you want to try to convince him?
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to move this for more than 4,000.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to be careful because your business isn't always the cleanest. And if I see this on the news as being missing tomorrow night...
Is it hot?
Yeah. It's going to take me even longer to move this.
Okay. All right. You're right. I have caused problems for you in the past. Because we're friends, compadres, future business partners, I will give you the friend's price, 3,000.
How many friends do you have?
I got lots of friends.
How many friends that don't want to kill you?
Flicker, you walk through the door, and you see him.
Do I know him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I figured.
You've seen him in here before.
So does he? Okay, so I'm just going to sit down, and I am going to pull out my phone.
Uh-huh.
Or actually, pull out my phone,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to try to have... Does he have a cell phone?
No.
Does he have any sort of electronics on him whatsoever? Eh, whatever. Okay, I'm going to try to...
He has used burn phones in the past, but unless you're going to do a dedicated search of him, you don't see, like, a phone, like, bulge on his pocket or anything like that.
Okay. No, I was just going to try to change IP addresses on the phone, try to hack in and actually go change the thing.
Oh, that'd be so mean to poor Imp. That's funny, though.
I don't like him.
Well, she's my friend. Points at Flicker. Like, we're friends, right?
Flick, are you friends with him?
I paid you to do my taxes.
She does everyone's taxes.
So?
Yeah,
do
you
pay her?
Pay me last time.
She's like the tax hoe.
You got me busted. I had to pay back penalties for like $500.
Yeah, because you didn't pay your taxes.
Well, if you pay me for this, then I can pay my taxes.
Are you going to give her the money you owe her?
You're going to have to try to convince him to pay his taxes, because he doesn't want to.
Okay.
Do you have anything that will apply to like a business negotiation?
Okay. Hagler, business connections, but that's, you know what I mean?
Hagler works.
Hagler, authoritative?
You could do authoritative, yeah.
This is kind of authoritative, like, you're going to pay her, right?
Okay.
That's a 10, that's like a crit.
Okay, I'll pay her, you pay me, I'll pay her. I'll even pay her to do my taxes again this year. Okay? And if I get anything else good... I'll give you a discount on it next time.
All right. All right.
All right, can I use my super speed to put my phone in his pocket?
Good question.
And my teleportation I have? Short range?
Short range teleport would probably be best. And you don't say, can I? Just say,
you
I
have
will.
To. You have to sneak around.
Ah.
That's a sneak around.
So use your sneaky power attacks.
Yep. Okay, so short range teleportation and super speed. It's only a 7, so I failed.
No.
Okay.
You succeed, but with complications.
Yes. So you slip the phone into his pocket. As far as you can see, nothing happens.
Okay.
He doesn't seem to have noticed. Lestrange, are you paying him?
Give me 1 second. I gotta go to the back.
Okay. Mitosis, you've been trudging through the rain because, like, no bus, no taxi's picking you up.
I won't even fit in these things.
You get to the block, like, you have the address on a post-it note, but the rain's destroyed it, so you're like, ah, crap. So you've been wandering lost for about an hour in the old district.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there, just like everyone else, you know, his power's out, but you did see, you know, signs of life inside.
I have oil lamps lit.
That's a fire hazard.
I'm like coming in and out of the mystic world as I work.
You see a really shady looking van pull up in front of the shop. All black, windows tinted.
I pull myself a bit into the alley and see what's what.
You trying to investigate the van?
Yeah.
Okay.
From cover of the alley.
Okay.
Look like a big homeless guy.
Do you have anything that would help you in investigations?
I can change my skin texture and color to blend in a little bit with the surrounding brickwork.
Okay. You want to get a little closer? Like
close enough to see what's going on. Maybe not close enough to hear.
Not close enough to get shot.
Yeah. So, plus one. So, that is a 10.
So, as you're creeping along, you know, you're really focused on, like, I want to look just like these bricks, and there's some moss there, I gotta copy that. You've seen this van before. This van is one of many that you've seen on, like, you've had some less than reputable connections over the years. You recognize part of the license plate number as, like, we got a partial plate in this newspaper article about this van was involved in this hit and run. And then you see the side panel door open. And what looks like I'm trying to think of how to describe this. It basically looks like a turret for like a minigun just come like pointing out. And a guy who looks like he's, you know, part elephant, part walrus, stuffed into a three-piece suit, lumbers out with this thing strapped to his chest, and just opens fire on the front of the Lestrange Antiquities.
Alright, I'm going to run over and try to tackle him.
Okay. You're going to try to tackle him?
Yep.
Alright, so that's...
Using my huge and bone armor tags.
Okay. So you're going to hit him with all you've got.
Yes.
So oh!
That is like 13.
So you hit this guy with considerable mass. And knock him off his feet, send him into one of the lampposts, which just buckles like a cheese string. You knock his turret gun off of his chest, and he's just kind of like sprawled there like a turtle for a minute. Inside the Lestrange Antiquities, he did get some shots off. So bullets go whizzing over Imp's head. Flicker, you hear the gunshots and have a second to react. What are you doing when you start to see bullets coming through the front of this place?
Okay, so where is everybody positioned?
Lestrange is in the back.
Yeah, I'm,
in the safe, so you're...
Yeah, I was going to say, I've kind of exited,
no pun intended.
Well, no, I mean, there's going to be some bullets coming through the walls, but you're kind of in the front area. You said you were right near him, slipping your phone into his pocket.
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to just try to at least get him onto the ground.
Okay, so you're going to try to get him down?
He's annoying, but I don't want him dead.
Okay.
So, okay, try to get him onto the ground, and then I'm going to use...
It's going
to
be take a risk.
Super... okay, well, what was it? Act just before it happens?
Yes.
Super speed?
Yes.
Put someone in a time loop? No. Tear the time space apart. No, not going to do that yet. But anyways, I'm going to use those two things. So it's
okay,
plus two,
plus
right?
Two, yeah.
Okay. 11.
These rolls are freaking ridiculous. Okay. So you have this vision just before this happens where you see bullets come flying through. You see Imp just turned into Swiss cheese and, like, go sprawling all over the fancy carpet. You see the entire front of the shop is just blown apart.
Oh, that's the vision.
That's the vision.
Okay, okay.
You see a bullet, like, coming right at you, it gets to about here, like an inch away from your eye, and then it just, like, in that weird way your visions work, rolls backwards, and you're back where you were when you started to have the vision.
Okay.
You dive on Imp, knock him to the floor, and just, like, just as the glass shatters, the oil lamps explode. You manage to put those out so the fire doesn't spread.
I was gonna say, is that gonna start a fire?
No, because you rolled really well, that was gonna be what happened if you rolled shittily.
Okay.
You hear the... Lestrange hears the gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
As I hear... Now, am I... anything coming back through? Or am I just hearing?
Not yet. You heard gunshots.
I'm going to draw my guns.
Okay. Oh, John Woo.
Yes. And kind of spin and start heading out.
Okay.
So like, I don't, like, you know, kind of like from in here, like kind of going out the door.
Are you just running headlong, or are you trying to sneak around, or are you just like opening fire, like suppressing fire?
I'm kind of suppressing fire, shouting out to make sure Flicker's okay.
Okay.
Shoot me in the process.
Yeah. Ooh. Sorry.
Ooh, sorry about that.
It's a good thing that money's coming your way. You'll be good, baby. Yeah.
Let's count that as going toe-to-toe, so go ahead and roll your 2d6, if you would, please.
The only thing, I have gunslinging stunt and adhesive foam ammo.
Okay.
I have no clue what that is. It sounds kind of neat.
You're doing a gunslinging stunt for sure, because it's like...
I want to, like, you know, like, there's my counter.
You don't have a distinct target yet, so I wouldn't use your ammo yet.
But I want to come out and, like, you know, the counter...
Just a farting shot to be like, you dicks!
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's all like right. Vigilante in Justice League Unlimited. Can you even see where you're aiming at? I'm just keeping them honest.
That's not the best.
So you hear something get hit.
Sorry about that.
Mitosis, someone just shot you from inside the Strange Antiquities.
I don't know who you
the
are.
The bullet
bounced
off of you. It's like, ding! Hey, for you, that's like a bee sting. It's like annoying, if anything.
I've got bigger problems.
Big boy gets up. Looks at you. You're fucking dead!
I think I'm going to be going toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
Alright, so, I'm going to use my, grow extra limbs and huge and basically... No, actually, let's see, do I have an... Is there an intimidate? No? I'm going to, Oh, yeah. I'm going to convince.
Okay.
So I'm going to basically get bigger, grow some extra arms, and you want a piece of this? I can grow all sorts of pieces of this.
Okay.
So that's two tags plus a roll of... So that's a 13 again.
He takes a step back. He seems less enamored with the idea of fighting you than he was previously. What's your business with him? Are you sticking your nose in it?
I stick my nose in everywhere where someone shoots up my friend's places of business.
Imp pushes you off of him. Quit getting fresh with me, you dame. He, like, grabs his coat, breaks Lestrange's hat, his coat rack, just, like, snaps it in half, grabs the egg... And runs for the door.
Okay. Let me see. Yeah, I have to freaking babysit him, though.
Damn it, I needed that egg. I completed my collection. What's this mold?
So he's just basically... Oh.
You don't have that yet. Those are things you can get as you grow more powerful.
Gotcha.
That's basically exactly what it sounds like. I want to reshape this door into a cage.
Ooh, ew, that's my bad because I've been using stuff from the bottom stuff.
Don't do that.
Okay, I won't do that anymore. I didn't know. I do you're apologize.
Oh, crap, I did it too with Hagler. Okay.
So.
Yeah, anything that's like the. These. This is all good to go.
These are what I have. These that's, are tag options.
Yes, gotcha. You can grow into that.
Okay, gotcha. Well, how about. What's the difference? What's Mythos and Logos?
Mythos is basically your magical supernatural stuff. Logos is your mundane job skills and like. Xboxer, antiquity, dubious antiquities dealer, hacker skills. So you've both, you've all been doing a little bit of everything.
How do we mark attention on our thing?
Did you use it?
Yeah, I used huge and... Alright, so far I've used huge, I've used grow extra limbs, and I've used instant muscle building, and change skin color. So I got 3 attentions.
There you go.
So that means I get one of my new power tags. Right?
I believe you will. Give me just a sec.
So
what is it? Like, every time that you use something, the attention's in the fade?
You're marking attention because you're basically exposing yourself by using your supernatural powers.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess I should ask what kind of world is this? Is this like... mutants are hated or something.
Normal people won't see what you are.
Okay.
The only people that will are freaks like you.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Freak.
So Imp is running out the door.
Yep.
Okay, and is he running like right where the gunfire was?
Yes.
Out that door. I can't do it. So I'm going to try to trip him. Super speed. Good catcher, because I'm trying to catch him running for the door. I know I'm stretching it.
I'm going to call that. No, you're going to need to do either go toe-to-toe or... You're not trying to be sneaky about tripping him, you're just trying to trip him.
Just trip him, yeah.
You can also, I'll also say you can use maybe change the game or go toe-to-toe.
Where are you reading those? Are those basic ones?
Those are the basic moves.
Right up here.
Okay. Yeah. Go toe-to-toe...
All right, for those of you playing at home, at the top of the character sheet, there's a convenient how to play section for the players.
Oh, and you reset it to zero. So, yes, you do get an improvement for your theme, Jason.
Yay!
Okay, so can I use super speed?
Have you marked 3 attention yet?
What's that?
Did you use the thing to mark it up 3 times?
No. That's basic.
Yeah, if you have it basic, you can use it.
And then act before it happens?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll use those two.
Okay.
Add it to change the game.
Okay.
8, 9, 10.
Okay. Damn, you guys are rolling good. So you trip him, and you catch the... He drops the egg, and you manage to catch it in midair. It's like, what are you doing? Give me that. That's not yours. He didn't pay for that.
Well, you didn't pay for your taxes.
Well, the strange is dead.
How about if you just sit here and wait till the people with the guns go away?
Look, people with guns start shooting, I'm leaving. Declan, you're seeing this. You see he was trying to make a run for it with your egg.
I just walk over. Long strides. Kind of peering at, you know, the broken window.
The whole front of the shop is shot to hell. Like, everything, yeah. You had a nice suit of Spanish armor.
Yeah.
It's got holes in it, like, the size of like a baseball at this point. The entire counter, all this lovely woodwork, destroyed.
Yeah.
Your porcelain toilet, you can hear it just, like, leaking water all over the floor in the back.
This is not my day.
I didn't do this.
I'm not saying you did it.
This isn't my fault.
Did you bring them here? Are they after you?
They're after you!
How do you know that?
Because you're always getting into shit.
No one's ever shot up my store like this. Not on a Tuesday.
I guess you pissed off the right people.
Where did you get the egg?
I found it.
Where?
None of your business.
You're paying for the coat rack.
You didn't pay me! He like turns on his pockets. He's got like a bus pass and a quarter.
I will get you the money. Just wait. We need to figure out what just happened here.
Someone shot up your place. We should leave. Mitosis, since you're outside, you see a squad car pulling up.
Mm-hmm.
Big boy sees approaching squad car and lumbers into the van, which pulls off with a screech.
Mm-hmm.
Two police officers, uniformed officers, get out of the squad car, pull guns on you.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands on the ground and lay on your stomach slowly.
I'm going to detach my extra arms.
Uh-huh.
And then lay down on the ground.
Okay.
When I hear the police,
uh-huh,
I kind of look at Imp.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the back. I know you know where the safe is. Next to it on the wall, go into the secret room.
Combination is still the same as last time?
Yes. Stay there, we'll talk when this is done.
He runs into the back. Is that all you're doing?
By your safe?
She's got a panic room next to her safe.
Yeah. There's nothing in that safe. I'm not that stupid. That's the decoy safe. The
okay.
real money
Whatever.
Is... The real money I keep under the mattress. Are they gonna get mad at you if they see you?
The officers are cuffing you.
Mm-hmm.
They're cuffing Mitosis, and just kind of like, all right, big guy, look, you're not under... We're just taking you in for some questions, okay?
I'll answer any questions you have.
They put you in the back of the squad car.
Mm-hmm.
Will I even fit?
Dump it in
you,
the wall over
you
there.
You fit.
No, I gave it to him.
It's not comfortable, but you're like, I imagine you as being about as big as, like, Rhino from Marvel, Spider-Man, so you're big, like, you're like, okay, this isn't good.
Yeah, it's cool, because he gets blamed for what I did, yeah.
They open the door
to
Lestrange
right
Antiquities. It falls off the hinges when they come in.
I just kind of wince and...
You know the officer coming in. He is an older black man, mustache, completely bald head, shoulders like something out of a Spartacus movie. He looks like a dude who...
Luke Cage.
No. He looks like Luke Cage's preacher daddy who could whoop your... who could tan your hide, though.
Do I have a good relationship with him?
Not really. He hates you.
Damn it.
He How looks at... Me? He doesn't know you, because you're not... He only knows Lestrange... Well, you'll find out.
Okay.
He looks at Lestrange. Put the guns away. Do you have permits?
Of course I do.
You know, technically, though, you don't need a permit for a weapon on your own property.
What she said.
That's what Twitter says.
He just kind of, like, rubs his forehead. Strange, I am too tired to deal with your garbage tonight. Why is someone shooting up your place, and why do I have a linebacker sitting in the back of my squad car who was just arrested in front of your shop?
He probably shot up my place. I don't know.
He didn't have a gun on him, and looking around at the devastation, I don't think that any gun that did this is, you know, I don't think he hit it or threw it in a sewer grate.
This just happened, like, not even 5 minutes ago, so I don't think he had a time to throw it in the sewer grate.
Why are your lights not on?
Power hasn't been working here for, like, 2 days. We've been trying to get a hold of you guys.
I've been trying to get a hold of the media. I've been trying to get the word out on Instagram.
BuzzFeed.
It's all... And you know... All right. Nobody is saying...
It's
a conspiracy.
I will call the city and have them deal with the power situation. You both are witnesses to attempted murder. So you are coming in with Big Boy there.
We're witnesses. We're the victims of the attempted murder.
Well, you witnessed someone trying to shoot Lestrange, and Lestrange witnessed someone trying to shoot you. So you're both coming in. Because I know, Lestrange, you know what went on here. I don't buy this shit of yours for a second. I can smell it. I can taste it in the back of my mouth already.
Well, then maybe I need to get you a glass of water. I was in the back conducting business in my shop.
Convince.
Well, can I get my fashionable carry-all bag?
Very fashionable.
It's a skill.
I'm not going to take your bag. Every role you guys have done has been, like, at least a success.
I was going to say, I think my worst was a 7.
I will take you in. I will not book you. We will ask you a few questions, and then you can go. And I will not report this like I should, and have you in holding for a few hours. And then you can get back to your business. I will leave an officer to guard the scene and make sure no one loots you.
All right. I can work with that. Let me run into the back and get my coat. And I need to leave the number of my insurance agent. Because if he shows up...
Well, wouldn't you need a police report in order to turn into insurance?
We'll file the report later.
I deal with Will Flip, so we're good.
You deal with SASMO Insurance. We don't ask no questions. We don't tell no lies. Our
SASMO
policies are good as pies.
SASMO.
Premiums as high as the skies.
SASMO.
Yeah, but they can get someone out there that night to, like, rebuild their shop. Do you have any ID with you? Yeah, what do you want to do?
Any ID? Yes, I do. It's just my student ID.
Okay.
In your fashionable bag.
In my fashionable bag.
If you want to come in, it will help us to get this dealt with more quickly.
She'll come in, and I walk to the back.
Okay. What are you doing in the back? Imp's gone, by the way.
Gone? Was he even in the room, or did he just...
The safe was open, but yeah, he's... Back window's open.
That's why it's the decoy safe.
There's a note. You dick.
I just kind of chuckle, close the door, close the window, grab a piece of paper, write the, you know, phone number.
I'm going to pull out my tablet and just see where he is, because he has my cell phone on him.
And,
don't worry, I'm getting it back later.
Grab my black jacket and my hat.
Alright.
And then come out.
Is it a fedora?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course. So
pulling out my keys, you know, to lock up. And kind of looking at
the door that isn't there.
And just toss the keys to the police officer who's staying.
He tries to catch him, misses, drops him in the gutter, and like is like, ew, it's a condom. Ew.
I don't want those back.
They're going to put you in the back of the squad car with mitosis.
I get in, look at him.
So you're kind of like, it's an intimate seating arrangement. Like, Flicker, you're kind of in his lap.
I mean, this is really how they're going to be taking us in?
Yeah.
This is unprofessional.
Would you just shut up?
Seriously.
Don't piss them off.
Quit wiggling.
Hold on. I have good judge of character.
Okay.
So I want to kind of...
ID this.
Yeah. Is that how it works? I mean, is that how you're seeing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's good at his card.
God damn it.
You're not marking your stuff.
No, I didn't realize I had to. I also did the authoritative.
Oh, wait. So what should I be marking?
Mark the attention when you use something that's under that tag.
Okay. What happens like whenever I fill it all up?
You get extra stuff.
Oh, this stuff?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Okay,
so when you... Okay, for the record, when you mark the attention in your theme three times, you can choose one of the following. You can choose a new power tag, you can remove a weakness tag, which you haven't got any of because you keep rolling tens or nines every time. You can remove a crack or a fade, which you don't have because you roll. You can rephase the theme's identity or mystery within the theme, and the da-da-da, and then there's stuff that is in the full version.
So we can leave this a skill.
What?
My fashionable carry-all bag.
I want to grab as much shit as I can out of this place. Fashionable carry-all bag.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll take that.
They rolled terrible.
Or even some rich woman going, oh my god.
That bag is so fancy.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Yeah, causing like almost, you could do like a distraction.
I want to use my bag. I want to fill my bag with bricks and hit this guy in the head. Weapon.
Fashionable carry-all bag.
Okay, so I'm
how to play with out of character.
So I'm going to take short-range teleportation because I filled up this thing.
Okay, so wipe that all out since you filled it up and you did day two stuff. Mark that you've taken, like fill in the little box that says you have that now.
Okay. Cool.
Jason, I'm going to let you RP this, so you guys do as you will. So she's trying to size you up.
So I succeeded on good judge of character, so I'm definitely getting the vibe that you didn't do it. Who are you?
I used to be a boxer. May have heard of me. Maybe not. I don't do that anymore.
You don't like guns, do you?
I find I never have a need for them. Usually my right hook is all I really need.
I could tell. What were you doing coming to my shop?
I had some memorabilia from my days back as a boxer, and I'm having some times getting my bills paid, and I thought someone else might be able to use some of this. It don't mean much to me anymore.
When this is all over, let me know. I can hook you up with my eBay account. Auctions?
Last time I dealt with an auctioneer, they cheated me something awful. Lestrange has always treated me nice, so.
I remember you now. You were a bit smaller last time I saw you.
I got a medical condition. I don't really like to talk about it, but my skin's not quite right anymore.
When this is all cleared up, I might have a job opportunity for you. Seems I might need some security.
I have been muscle for a couple people in the past couple of years. It's what keeps me off the streets. I'm willing to do that.
We'll talk when we get out of here. Just for now, just kind of. What's your name?
I used to have a name people like to call me, but I just go by Mitosis now.
Mitosis. Okay. Which do you prefer? Do you want to go by your old name or your new name? Or
no, who I was ain't who I am now. Just call me Mitosis.
I will call you Mitosis.
Mitosis.
I want to figure out who he is. I want to Google him.
You want to Google Mitosis?
Yes.
Yes, you can Google him.
Computers.
Mad computer skills. Computer. Investigate.
Computer pro. That would be an 8.
God damn it.
I don't know. When was the last time we rolled this great, guys?
To mark it, because
last time we're going to ever.
I know.
All right.
And I'm
going
to open up Hacker Connections.
We're
going to
die, aren't we?
Okay.
So how many powers did you use on that?
Just one.
Just one.
Okay. Just computers.
So you get to ask me one question.
I just want to know who he was beforehand.
Okay.
Like any sort of like boxing. I just like his Wikipedia like boxing page.
Okay. So you have to choose one of the following.
Okay.
Either your investigation exposes you to danger. The clues you get are fuzzy, incomplete, or part true, part false. Or whoever or whatever you're asking the question can ask you one question as well. You answer on the same terms.
Well, I'm asking the computer. I'm just Googling.
Yeah.
So one of the two.
The middle one.
The middle one?
All right. Wikipedia page.
Yes.
you find articles about a boxer whose tag name was the Mighty Mitosis, which people didn't get at all. It was a weird name. They figured he like looked up a big word in a dictionary and was like, that's good. And it rhymed with Mighty. It didn't rhyme with Mighty, but it fit the, you know, like, oh, yeah. He disappeared quite a while ago under mysterious circumstances. A lot of people think he maybe got, like, you know, he's in a landfill somewhere. Has a lot of debts. Some people think he might have just, like, skipped town. He's accused of at least 3 murders before his disappearance. Manager, ex-wife, another boxer who, you know, he was known to have a rivalry with. So you're cruising around to the back of this squad car. Unfortunately, the cobblestone streets that they have not yet replaced are not pleasant for, you know, 3 large people who are stuffed in the back of a squad car. So you're kind of like bouncing face first into the grating and hitting your...
Little miss, would you quit bouncing on my crotch?
Little lady.
Could you please move over to Lestrange's side?
I will, yes.
I do not want to you to experience some unnecessary growth on my part.
You mean it, Derby.
That's his superpower.
Make that Derby.
Okay. Mitosis, what do you see?
Well, there, a black van pulled up, and a very... very large guy got out with a chain gun strapped to his chest, and I didn't think there was any good going to come of that. I rushed him and pushed him over, and I bowed up a little bit, and they just kind of drove away right when the officers were pulling up.
You hear something land on the hood of the car, and you hear the sound of like something scraping on metal.
I have subconscious reaction speed.
You do.
Okay. Just confirming that.
You all hear it. You also see that the hood of the car buckled about 3 inches. So, Mitosis, enjoy your, you know, like, awesome headspace. This is great. The officer driving the car goes, what in the hell was that? He, like, kind of, like, stops, lowers the window, looks out. And you just see him go flying out of the car and out of your line of sight. And you hear him screaming.
We need to get out of here, guys.
Okay, first, all right. Can I do flashes of other parts of the city? I just want to flash the outside of the car just to see if I can tell what's up there.
Yes, absolutely. Do your investigation.
And flashes of what was here before? No. Perfect sparkle. No. Okay, so it's just a +1. It's just a 7.
Just a 7? Okay.
Yeah.
So, what are you asking? Like, what you're asking, like, what is on the...
What is up there?
You see what looks like a gargoyle come to life. As you're looking at it, like, you kind of, like, are in first person when you're having your visions of, like, different parts of the city. It's kind of weird because sometimes you're like, I want to see what's on this roof, and you can, but you feel, like, zero gravity, like, you have no motion. And this thing turns and looks right at you. Before you're back in the car. Like, you're aware, it's aware that you just looked at it with your powers. Which hasn't happened
there's
before.
A gargoyle that he think. I think he saw me. Look at him.
What's my mysterious reality bending, by the way?
It's exactly what it sounds like. But Scarlet like, Witch powers. Like, you know, I want to reshape this, the hood of this car, into ice cream.
Okay, well then what I would like to do is... The doors, because I'm assuming we're kind of locked in the back.
Yeah. I mean,
I want to.
You're handcuffed. You guys were just put in the car.
Yeah. I want to kind of push my hands out, get his cuffs gone, and make the doors kind of just turn into like.
You basically convert car into dust.
Yeah. Like just, it suddenly becomes like sand and just. Whoosh.
Okay, cool. Change the game.
Change the game?
Yep,
change
that's the move.
Yep. So you're just doing the same thing you've been doing.
Okay.
But, so you're using your reality bending.
Yeah, mysterious reality bending.
Okay.
5 plus 1 is 6. Which is still a miss.
Yes, that is a miss.
Dang, I'm sorry, guys. Do I still mark here?
No.
No, now you mark here.
No!
It's a fade.
Fine.
What Listen. Happens when you get 3 fades?
The power breaks.
Oh, no. For those listening, just remember, sometimes you have to give your GM a little something when you're rolling really well all night.
Yeah.
It's how to keep him happy.
Yeah. You go to, like, bend out the doors. You're like, okay, sand. Like, these things are made of metal. Metal has some gritty texture. Come on.
Yeah, just something where it's just like, you know?
You manage to... form them into a solid mass of metal on either side of you, so now they're not even doors that are functional anymore, so much as pieces of metal that are just, like, solid grate. You also see a car pulling up behind you that's very familiar. It's a red Beater. The man driving it has one eye in the center of his forehead. You sold him what you promised him were authentic Spanish doubloons on the black market. They were, in fact, those little gold coins that people use for, like, you know, pirate ship candies.
Well, if he was dumb enough to buy them...
He has poor depth perception, and you took advantage of it.
I needed the cash.
Asshole.
I needed the cash.
Okay. Everybody on Twitter's gonna know about this.
He sees you in the car. I'm gonna kill you, Lestrange, and just, like, gets out... And, like, reaches in the back and pulls out a shotgun that he just, like, levels at the rear window. What are you guys doing?
I'm going to take a risk.
Okay.
I again sigh and go.
All right, so I'm going to bring up one arm to the back window.
Uh-huh.
And use my grow bone armor to make extra thick armor on it.
Okay.
And with my instant muscle building... I'm going to try to push through the roof and the floor at the same time.
Okay.
Are his handcuffs gone?
No.
They will be soon.
They will be. If he rolls well enough, okay. They will be.
Yeah, so plus 2 on this. So 7 plus 2 is 9.
So go ahead and mark it, because you used some powers on that. So you were basically growing bone armor... Mm. Pushing out and pushing on the roof and the floor at the same time, correct?
Yes. Okay. So basically, trying to, if not pop through them, at least turn the car into kind of like a bubble.
Now, important question.
Yes.
When you're pushing, since you're in the back of the car, are you pushing forward?
Up and
straight
down,
up?
Straight up.
Okay. Just checking.
So you two are going to be my close personal friends as the sides come in.
You push straight up.
Besides, I turn into solid metal sheets.
I mean, my question is, shouldn't somebody be driving?
Are you going to get to the front of the car?
I can.
Oh, you can teleport.
I can teleport short ranges.
So that would have been a good idea to drive the police car. Unfortunately, it's no longer. You hear all four tires pop. Like,
okay.
You hear a like horrible screech, and you feel like impact as like this thing that was on top of the hood goes flying off. The police officer rolls off the side of this off the car and kind of lands. Pulls his gun and is just like looking around.
Holy
and, like,
shit, he's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Wow. I expected him to be dead.
He's a tough son of a bitch.
Yeah.
through the front windshield, as you sardine this car, the front, you can see there's like about a foot and a half gap between the floor and the bottom of the car. Basically, like the siding is still in one piece, everything else is just ruined. It's leaking gas and oil everywhere. The stone creature, it looks like a full-size gargoyle, like the classic structure, like the wings, claws, very grotesque face, lands in front of the car, kind of like stumbles around for a second before righting itself, and then just like lumbers back towards you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the rest of you doing?
Okay, so where is the car, or the van? Is right behind us, right?
The car, the
red beater.
The red beater
the
car?
The red beater, yeah.
It's about 15 feet behind you.
Okay, and is there somebody in it at this time?
No.
Okay, I'm going to teleport.
No, the guy came out.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm going to try to teleport into the driver's seat.
Oh, snazzy. All right.
Can I try it?
Yeah. Let's call that take a risk.
Okay, take a risk. And
a risk.
I can use short-range teleportation, like super speed, act before it happens, and none of that works.
Oh, did I actually pop through the roof?
Yes.
All you, right.
Yeah, it's a like flap it, and you're just like, poof. It gave you like one. Woo.
Okay, so it's just a plus one because I think all I can use is the short range.
Yeah, the short range teleportation is really the only thing that applies here.
Come on.
So you teleport. Flicker just disappears, reappears right in front of the Cyclops, who fires on you.
And I die. Have a good night, guys.
You don't die. You're going to take a status. You are going to take the status of bleeding.
He
hits you like... You were just standing like, oh, okay. Bam! He was aiming for Declan and you took it.
And I just appeared like right in front
of
him.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Kind of getting clipped.
You're... No.
No, full... Okay.
No. You're...
With a shotgun? Like a 12 gauge?
Yeah. It was loaded.
I don't have much time to live.
It was loaded with birdshot, though.
That would still kill you.
Yeah, you're messed up. So you're taking bleeding at level 4, so you're going to take a minus 4 to any of the rolls that would apply to that.
Anything
else. Anything that we can apply that you are bleeding out and in extraordinary amount of pain will be a minus 4. And if you take any more, you potentially will be out. That could vary between dead or... Yeah.
And I'm assuming that marks a fade point.
No.
No.
No, it's a status. It's different.
Oh. Okay.
I'm tracking your... I'm just using... You can all print off status cards, but I'm just going to track them on here because I didn't anticipate, you know...
No, since you got 6 or less, shouldn't she get a...
Oh, yes. You do get a fade
here.
Point because you got a 6 or less.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
You are correct.
Okay.
Okay. So, Declan?
I'm going to...
I shot your girl, Declan. You're next.
Am I able to get out of the car? What's the status of that?
Yeah, you can just, like, go right out. Like, the roof is, like, it's like
the
a sardine
can. Has been opened.
Okay. I want to do a good shot and gunslinging kind of stunts. I want to, like, basically, I want to like, shoot the shotgun out of his hands.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Change
not necessarily hurt him.
Yep, change the game.
Okay. So, good
and
shot.
And then he shot Flicker again.
It could happen.
Oh!
Whoa!
Nine. Plus?
What would I add? A good shot and gunslinging?
Yeah.
Definitely a good shot.
Yeah.
And since you didn't have your guns ready, definitely gunslinging.
You shoot the gun out of his hand, and it just, like, clatters to the ground. And hits the gargoyle that was lumbering, like, towards the hole, right straight on the head. And you just see its skull, like, split open, and it... what were living brains start to ooze down through on anyone who happens to still be in the... Mitosis, you're the only one still in the car, so... And it just kind of, like, falls, and, like, the sardine can is now... You can push it out, but it's kind of, like, weighing down the sardine a little bit.
I'll push it off.
The Cyclops guy looks at it. His name is Juan.
Juan?
Juan.
Juan?
Juan. One-Eye Juan is his street name.
Juan? What was that? Is that your
thing?
Holy
shit, dude, you killed that thing!
That's not yours?
No, it's not mine. What the hell is it? Its brains are leaking all over that cop car, man.
Mitosis, you okay?
I've been better.
Go take a look at that thing for me.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I'll walk over to Flicker. Are
Actually,
you okay?
I
no.
recently got a new power tag option of analyzed biochemical composition.
Oh.
Really?
Yes!
I'm gonna stick a finger in that.
Ew.
That's what...
She said?
That's what he said.
It got awkward.
Yeah. Alright, so I'm going to investigate. With 10.
So, what's your question?
My question is... What? Are there anything... Is there any... unusual chemical on this creature that would identify where it came from?
Yes.
Alright. That's about it. Alright.
Are you going to expose yourself to danger? No, actually, you know what? That's incomplete, because you're just like, yes, there's something distinct. Sometimes the GM makes the choice. Not normally, but in this instance, I'm going to make the choice for you on that one.
All right.
All right. So the police officer, who is alive miraculously, just stands up, and the whole left side of his head is just, like, gashes and cuts. Got, like, you know, blood in his mouth. He's kind of shakily, like, so he's like, not in any position to impede you if you wish to leave.
Sir, sit down. We're going to call you an ambulance.
He points at the radio and just, like, passes out.
I want to grab Juan.
Uh-huh.
And I want to kind of, like, slam him into his car.
Okay.
And warn him to not come near me or my people again.
That would be a convince.
Wait, convince?
Yes. If you have authoritative.
I have authoritative.
There you go.
And rugged.
Boom.
Ooh, double. Oh, there you go. 6 plus 2. That's an 8.
You still owe me. I'll leave, but you owe me.
Come by the shop. I have some amazing antique French.
No, money. Money. Bits of paper. Or I will. He just like. Slams his fist into the hood of his own car and it buckles.
I just kind of hold my gun up. You'll what?
I'll see you at the shop tomorrow. He gets in the car and drives off.
Wait, I have 3 of these.
You do. So erase all that because you leveled up and you get one of that.
Light sleeper?
Okay, so Flicker, what are you...
I'm not kidding, light sleeper!
What do you want to do?
I'm going to do leadership.
I have
to me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm basically just laying there dying.
Green admirer.
You're not dying, you're just fucked up.
I think you're
okay.
But I can't tell you.
Check web MD.
Take an online quiz. Am I gonna die?
Update my status.
The little lady might need to hop on that ambulance too when you call it.
We're not getting on the ambulance.
I didn't say you and me. That little lady needs to get on the ambulance when you call it.
Remember that you have time travel powers.
No, I don't. Because I have to level up to that.
You have time-space warping.
Tear the time-space apart, put someone into a time loop, which I don't have yet. I have flashes of the city, as it what it was here before, other parts of the city, and perfect spatial sense. I don't have that yet.
Bummer.
Yeah.
So, I have rapid healing for me.
Would I have any, like, a night nurse connection?
I have hacker connections.
You do.
Okay. You're gonna go into Yelp and, like...
Go to WebMD, dude. You could both try and do something to find, like, someone who can, like... First of all, if you go to the hospital with a gunshot wound...
There will be questions.
There are going to be a lot of questions.
Yeah, that's why I mean hacker friend for, like, a...
So, I have business connections.
You're looking for business connections, you're looking for hacker connections. Go ahead and give me a roll for both.
Oh, I have media connections.
Yeah.
And X...
Okay, we'll figure out where to go.
We're going to come up and investigate. Oh, yeah.
I got an 11 for media connections.
Boom.
I got nothing for hacker connections.
I
only got a 5.
For business connections.
Which
means... What if I'm a negative? Like, I can't...
Because she's the negative 4.
So...
Oh. Okay, so you rolled a 1 total, correct?
No, I rolled a 5.
Okay. So... And that's with a minus 4, you roll a 1, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
But bleeding doesn't really apply.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah,
but
you're right.
Blood
you're not...
Here's the thing. I mean, if it was what you said, like, I appeared in front of a shotgun blast, whether it was birdshot or not...
I'm pretty fucked up. Oh, yeah.
So, it's a negative.
You're, like, doing iPad stuff, and, like, blood is smearing all over.
Yeah, yeah. There's, like, clocks. Like,
break
you
them.
Know?
Listen, meanwhile, you're just holding your wallet, and you're like... Hold on.
Yeah, I just forgot about the negative 4. But
yeah.
Yeah, there's...
So you're like, I got this.
No, you don't.
Your media connections are mildly helpful. You do remember there was a lot of, like... You had a few, like, hey, who's fixing up a few boxes, like, behind the scenes for the underground fights?
Yep.
You never needed that, because you were always pretty tough. You usually were the guy sending people there.
Yes, so I knew who to call whenever I busted someone's lip off their face.
Yep, exactly.
You're like, I have the lip, though! It's alright!
I'm gonna put it in a cup of milk.
There is someone in the old town who is something of a healer type, a doctor who will, you know, remove bullets, stitch up knife wounds, doesn't like to ask questions, as long as you pay him.
Okay.
Her, in this case.
Her. Alright, I want to get there.
I can carry the little lady.
How far?
From your current position, you can be there in 20-30 minutes on foot. Unless you want to think of some, like, slick dick way to get around town faster. Like, you know, I don't know.
Like a short-range teleport, but...
No!
That's how this started. I teleported into a wall, and now I am the wall, and the wall is me, and my organs are in your pipes.
I've made a horrible mistake. I will pay with my life.
You lose concentration halfway through the teleport, and not, like, split half, but, like, split gradient over the distance.
You splint yourself.
Yeah. And we are
like
and we are fused together. It's just like...
I mean, she's not... You've got her bandaged up with the first aid kit that you found in the cop car well enough that she's not going to die right now, but...
We need to get her fixed.
All right. I put my coat kind of on her.
Mm-hmm.
Grab the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Call in to make sure that this, you know, the officer is okay.
Right, sure.
And then...
Is the subway still running?
There's no subway.
There's no electricity, right? We're still in the area.
Yeah.
And I say, all right, let's go. We'll see if we can find a ride.
Okay.
Because I don't have, like, car...
No.
...jacking skills, and I'm not gonna...
You got the Uber?
The only person that could probably get an Uber ride is bleeding out.
I know.
What?
So
can't you bend reality?
You could try and fix her with the limited reality bending.
Or I could bend reality just simply to...
Oh, yeah. Can I bend reality to get a car working?
Even better. You could bend reality to make a car yours. That the key is in your pocket.
You could try that.
Okay.
Change the game. The car.
Bloop, bloop.
How many? You got 3 pluses you can put on that?
Well, mysterious reality bending. So it's at six.
I don't
just
think
there's one more.
Anything else that applies?
All right, there's
here.
Not.
No. No.
Rugged? Because I'm so
no.
rugged?
No.
No.
What about...
You managed to set a car alarm off.
Whoop, 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 keep walking, keep walking.
Avoid that for now.
Yes. It's turning in my favor.
How do the fates get away? Is there a time on them or no? Not until you get three.
Until you get three.
Gah!
You can do things to remove fates, but you're not...
Are they legal?
Good times for me.
Whoa! We've taken this to a whole new place. Alright.
So you're just headed for the area where you believe
yeah.
you will be. Okay. So the rumor that you have heard is that the person who is doing all these like healings
yeah.
on various people without asking questions is they operate out of the old meatpacking factory. That was in the district. It's actually kind of cool. It was a museum at one point, but it kind of fell on hard times and they closed it down. It was like an artisan style place. Like people would like make like really fancy stuff there. So it wasn't like industrial size. It was like somebody's house that they made artisan sausage and cheese.
Okay,
in.
Cool.
Kind of like if you go to like the strip district.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So when you get there, there's a sign on the door that says, like, no guns. But there is nothing stopping you from walking right in.
I'm going to go ahead and carry the little miss in while she's deliberating.
Yeah, you go
You're
in.
Deliberating.
Okay. So you walk in, you see there are a couple of people holding, like, badly bandaged wounds. There is a small desk that looks like someone bought it at, like, Office Depot. It's like... this really cheap, cruddy-looking, fake wood desk.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting behind it, there is a woman wearing a kind of like a very nondescript clothing. She has slightly pointed ears, and she's like looking at a clipboard. She just like looks up at you when you're coming in.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'm going to use my ex-celebrity and filled with rage to convince her to get the little miss... to a doctor immediately.
Okay. Convince.
All right. So that is 7 plus 2 is 9. So let me role play this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, nurse. The mighty mitosis is here, and I've got a patient for the doctor right flipping now.
A few people, when they hear that, holy shit, it's mitosis! Yeah! Oh! And he was like, the bandage just like starts like spraying blood. Like, dude, can I have your autograph?
I'll give everyone here an autograph if they will let the little miss in front of them.
You can go ahead of me, man. The woman looks at the clipboard. Looks at her. Come with me. And parts this curtain behind the desk and kind of like ushers you through.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put these on before you come back, though. They give you like these little hospital booties.
I put them on. I try to shrink my feet small enough to fit in.
Stretch. They're like the stretchy kind, so they'll fit most. Even your size feet. They're basically like stretched garbage bag size. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's like three or four like cots that are laid out with like white linens on them. You see, there's one dude laying back here. His head's all bandaged up, and they've got like IVs rigged up, and a few other. Medical trays laid out around. She points at one of the unoccupied beds. You may rest her here.
I gently put her down.
If you'll wait in the lobby, there are some magazines, and I believe someone would wish for your autograph.
If you'll give me a pen, I'll write all those autographs.
She takes a pen off her clipboard and gives it to you.
Thank you.
So, Flicker, you're laying in the hospital bed. We'll get to where you're just bleeding.
I'm out. Yeah.
Okay.
Just like kind of bleeding. I mean, there's like really nothing else I can do.
I have smuggling.
You're gonna try to sneak guns.
I'm smuggling my guns in.
I'm not gonna tell you where, but it may be my butt.
We'll sneak around.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So, yeah.
So you managed to like kind of hide your guns.
I kind of have like somehow like back holsters that are pretty.
That is not a back holster. But you managed to hide your guns.
Back holsters.
You managed to hide your guns.
Okay. Sweet!
You go into the lobby. A few people seeing you. One guy kind of, like, slips out immediately, dripping blood on the floor. You see Mitosis is, like, signing autographs.
Yeah.
This one guy is like, dude, can I get a picture? I got my phone. Can you get a picture? I'm like, oh, this
selfie
is
time.
Sweet.
Where is she, Mitosis?
If you text it to me, I can get it on social media.
She's in one of the beds in the back. Doctor's going to see her soon.
In the back, do you want to do anything besides ask Mitosis what's going on?
No, I'm good. I'm in. No one said anything about my guns?
Nope, no one said anything about your guns.
Okay. Because I have tickets to the gun show. Woo! Audience, I just flexed my amazing guns.
You come to, and your whole chest is just this bloody mess. You see this woman with, like, scaly... She's wearing, like, a hospital head, you know, for, like, long hair. Like, the thing that doctors wear on their heads when they do surgeries.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what
it's
like a hair...
It's a cap.
Yeah, it's like a medical cap. Her hands are kind of gnarly and scaly. And she's just basically, like, cutting open your shirt with a pair of scissors. You have made quite a mess of yourself.
What kind of accent is that?
It is my kind.
Okay, what happened?
From the look of this, I believe you were shot at close range with a shotgun and birdshot.
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
It seems like something that would stick in your memory.
Yeah.
But perhaps you have a more interesting life than most. Now, it is important for the healing that you look directly at me. Do not blink.
Okay.
Do you look directly at her?
Yes.
She whips off her cap. You see fucking snakes erupt from her head. And you just turn to stone.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Alright. Flickers out.
How are things going in the lobby?
Good. I'm starting to get a bit impatient.
The woman who is the receptionist, the faux receptionist, is just, you know, she's not really paying attention to you guys. The guy who's really into you is, like, asking you about all your big fights. He's just like, hey, do you remember when you fought the Bronx Bulldog?
That was a good one.
Oh, man.
I had some good old days then.
So is your friend going to be okay? Like, I mean, is she, like, you know, your lady friend?
I met her just today, but she seems a nice enough young girl.
You hitting that?
Not yet.
We're going to be waiting a long time now.
I finally go over to the receptionist.
Yes, Mr. Declan.
How did you know who I am?
You're rather recognizable, sir.
My friend who was brought in here.
Yes.
What's going on with her? I want to see her.
If you wish. She parts the curtain and leads you back.
Mitosis, let's go.
All right, I'm falling behind.
So you see a woman with a hospital cap, scaly skin, standing over your petrified friend who is now basically a lawn sculpture of herself laying on the hospital bed, just pulling out bits of buckshot from her torso. Mm-hmm. Yes. She's using tweezers.
What the hell did you do?
I turned her to stone.
Why?
She was bleeding to death.
We'll turn her back.
If I turn her back before I fix her, she will die. If that's what you wish, then I'll be...
Can I... Is there... Because of my connection with, like, all the dreaming and things like that, and mm-hmm. premonitions, mm-hmm. would I know who she is or what she is? Like, you know, can I do a roll for that?
You can do an investigate roll to try to figure out what the hell is this thing. Okay. Like, what's this thing in the mist?
Yeah.
My version of Night Nurse is fucked up. I'm sorry, Jessica. You just gave me the bricks and I had to build the house. And I was like... Yeah, that's the house we're going to live in. It's kind of a crack in.
But if Rosara Dawson played her, it's still fine. I'd still tune in.
So, what'd you add to that?
I don't know. Archaeologist?
Seven is playing just by itself.
Yeah, but then she doesn't get any clues.
I don't know. I mean, it's going to either be
I thought you were doing, no. We'll say, your smuggling works here.
Okay.
Okay. So, you have to ask me one question. What's your question?
What are you?
And because you didn't roll especially well, this does... You're either going to be exposed to danger, the clue you get is fuzzy, incomplete, part true, part false, or whoever or whatever you're asking the question can ask you one question as well, and you answer on the same terms.
I'll do the last one.
I am what the mists have made me, as are you. What are you prepared to pay for your friend here?
Do you take old trophies?
No, but I would pay for what will be located in the girl's bag.
The egg?
The fashionable carry-on bag.
The very fashionable carry-on bag.
The egg?
Yes.
Do you know anything about it?
It is made of solid gold, and I imagine would pay for quite a few procedures. And a new heat lamp.
I think we can strike up a deal.
So, she proceeds to pluck out all the buckshot with tweezers, fill in the divots that are in your friend's torso with wet cement that she takes out of a trowel and just kind of, like, puts that in there.
I'm just standing there watching.
You may want to turn around for this part.
Yeah.
I help shield the stranger's eyes.
Wait, Flicker, you wake up. The woman in the hospital gown is staring at you. How do you feel, Dia?
Am I fixed now? Yeah, cured and everything?
Golden.
I feel good.
Excellent.
What just happened?
Well,
she turned you to stone, plastered you up, and then turned you back into meat. I think you're doing fine now.
Huh.
You will need some clothes before you also notice that you are naked from the waist up.
Okay.
Because you had to, like, your clothes were just fucking destroyed. We have some spare clothes.
She did a good job patching you up.
So, like,
I'm sitting there, like,
the parts of her that are not covered, you can see there's, like, there's these little, like, white spots all over, like, your chest and torso that were not there before. That's where the bullet holes were that they fixed. She's, like, examining them, like, touching the whole, just touching the spots. Like, the patch seems to have held quite well. We have some spare clothes for you. You can change. I will arrange the curtain. She pulls a curtain shut for you. You too. Shoo.
All right. I shoo to the,
What's her
foyer.
Name?
Her, what, are you asking what's her
yeah,
name?
Like, or,
she didn't introduce herself. She just, you know, turned you to stone and saved her life.
I was going to say, because it's like, too bad it's like, you know, you give her clothes, but it's a t-shirt, like an advertisement t-shirt.
No, it's a, it's just like a, it's like a it's like a gray Levi shirt and like a cheapo bra.
Okay.
She shops at, you know, the Tractor Supply Company.
I'm going to cut the sleeves off of it and everything and try to make it a little cool
looking
shirt.
These are like a medical scissors. You're like.
Which are very good scissors.
They are. Did you, looking through your bag, and I'm imagining checking all your stuff, the egg is gone.
Okay.
And you have no memory of where it went or where when it got lost.
Okay. Okay, so should I tell you that? Yeah.
No, I know it's gone, right?
Oh, you know it's gone?
Yeah, you signed off on that deal.
Yeah, I gave
her... Oh, okay, I thought you meant it was, like, gone before you ever signed off or anything like that. I'm like...
No, they took. She took it out of your bag while you were turned stone.
Okay, gotcha.
As I hand it to her, I explain that I honestly don't know where this has come from. I don't know what trouble's associated with this. Are you sure you want this, or can we make another deal?
Whatever trouble comes my way, I will deal with it as I always have.
Alright. I hope this means that I can come back here if I need some help.
All who are injured and can pay me are welcome. Mitosis, where are you in relation to the front door?
Standing right next to it.
Where are you in relation to the front door?
I'm going to assume I'm kind of back a bit because we're kind of talking to the side as I'm giving payment.
Yeah, I'm still in the room.
Okay. Remember that screeching sound you heard when the van pulled away from the antique shop? You hear a very familiar, like, tire squeal, and you hear, like, something bouncing down the stone, like, in front of the door, and it kind of, like, clangs off the alcove, and it is a hand grenade that someone has tossed into the entrance.
I am going to, let's see, that would be take a risk.
Oh, God.
I'm going to bone plate.
Mm-hmm.
My chest area and make it kind of like a small cavity and lay on the grenade.
Oh, that's so cool.
Taking one for the team.
Well, you are in the night nurse place. The beach nurse.
And what am I using here? That's 6. I'm using grow bone armor.
Uh-huh.
And rapid healing because I'm sure that I'm going to be taking damage from this immediately. So that would be a +2 of an 8.
Okay. So you land on this grenade. Do you say anything when you do this, or are you just like, ugh!
I say, grenade?
Because I have subconscious reaction speed and premonitions, I kind of dive on the doctor.
Okay.
Getting behind a desk or some kind of something or other. Cover.
Okay.
6. And what are you using with that?
Subconscious reaction speed with premonitions as well.
Yeah, that's a 10. Okay. So, you easily, like, you sensed this coming and reacted superhumanly fast, yeah, almost. And you get the doctor behind the desk. You hear it sounds like someone put a pop cap inside of a soda bottle times 100. You feel like this thing go like boom in your torso. Your ribs.
That's a spicy meatball.
So you stand up and like the bit of hollow that you made in your chest is all charred. Mm-hmm. You're gonna take a -2. We're gonna say. It was a good move, but you did take your.
Oh yeah, okay. I fully expected to take some damage from that.
Don't worry, I saved the doctor. You're gonna be okay.
I didn't roll that away easy.
Yeah, -2. That's nothing. That's baby.
I've got rapid healing, and now I have hardened inner organs.
The ground is just destroyed beneath you. Like hurt from my entry. It's like, there's like smoke just like pulling off of his charred front. Flick, are you heard the, you know, weird, like, kind of like an explosion, and you're like, holy shit, look at that! Is he dead?
Not quite.
Okay, so I'm coming out.
Pissed off, though!
So, do I know, okay, so we don't know who threw it yet.
Nope.
Can I do flashes of another part of the city and try to see
what's outside?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And investigate.
So, 8.
All right. You get to ask one question. What is your question?
What threw the grenade?
You see a large, horrible-looking creature in a 3-piece suit with, like, just a bandolier of grenades just kind of, like, looking through binoculars out from a van outside and just, like, thinking about, like, should I throw another one?
Okay, wait, you said a horrible-looking creature?
Yeah,
it's
huge. It's as big as mitosis. It kind of looks like a walrus somehow managed to reproduce with a gorilla at this point. It's just big, hairy, dark-skinned thing. Has, like, big, jowly face, big, like, whiskers coming off of its lips.
I'm gonna tell them what I see.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, hey, there's like some walrus weird looking thing outside throwing grenades.
It's that asshole. Alright, so I start heading up the stairs.
She slaps your hand. Oh, watch where you put your hands.
You know this guy?
I was just trying to save you, sweet thing.
I am not your sweet thing. She slaps you.
I've had worse. I just saved your life.
Then she kisses you on the mouth. And then she slaps you again.
Just kind of smiling at her. Get everyone back.
Oh, the nurse is evacuating them while you guys are like... Well, the dude is like, dude, I can help. I'm like really... I can do stuff. Your fan. Your number one fan. I can like... we can do something.
Yeah. Get everyone out of here.
Oh, is that what I should do?
Yes.
Okay.
Be the hero.
Bleeding all over the floor. So what are you guys doing with this situation? There's this guy outside that Flickers told you about.
Oh, I'm heading up the stairs.
You're heading out?
Oh, yeah.
Do I have a shot at him at all?
Or would I have to get outside? Door, yeah.
I, kind of give the doc a wink.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll see you soon. Pull out my guns from the back. And just walk to the door and take a shot to hit the engine block.
Oh, you're trying to hit the van.
I kind of need him alive. If I hit the engine block, it's not going to explode, right?
No.
Depends on what move you're using. So you're just trying to disable his van.
Yeah, change the shot. Game.
What stunts are you? What powers are you using?
Well, good shot.
Yeah, that's.
What is the adhesive foam ammo?
It's exactly what it's like. The you remember? Did you ever see? Okay, this is how I imagine. Did anybody see the Judge Dredd movie with Sylvester Stallone?
Yes.
Okay, no, not the Judge. Or not the Judge, Demolition Man.
Yes.
Okay, do you remember when they're in the car accident, the foam, like, seals them all in?
Yes.
It's either like that, or it's like on Young Justice when Arsenal shoots the adhesive arrows that are like a big... It basically is like a capsule of foam that, like, spreads out and, like,
and
envelops
you. And just traps
you
in, like, a wall.
Yes, yeah. An entrapment foam. Yes. It's sticky. So, like, they get hit with it, it spreads over them, maybe knocks them aside, and then everything they touch sticks to them.
You know what? Okay, I'm going to go back.
Okay.
I want to do the good shot and do the adhesive foam ammo.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming the window is down in the car.
Yes.
And I want to shoot it so that the car, like, the front part of just kind of...
It's
just
engulfed in foam. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
So he's not going to be able to, like, turn the car
on.
He's
outside of the car.
Yeah, but...
Oh, he's outside?
But yeah, he's outside the car.
But they won't be able to use the car to get away.
No, then why don't I just hit it so that it smashes him against the car and...
Okay.
Do you want to try and, like, stick him to the car?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we're doing those
or
two.
Or stick his grenades to him.
Well, he's holding the grenade, so if you hit him...
I have an idea for the grenade.
Six, seven, eight, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Complications, but we can work with complications.
I love this game.
So, you hit this guy with this bullet of adhesive foam. It spreads out all over him. And he's just kind of like, he still gets his feet under him, and you both see this. Flicker, did you stay inside or did you go outside?
Well, my whole thing is I want to use my super speed and grab the grenade from his hand.
Okay. You can try that in one sec.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I just
want to
know if you were
going to
see what was happening. So, he gets his feet under him, he lifts the van off the ground, like, a couple of feet, and starts to lean forward and goes, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, and just, like, lands face down, sticks to the street, and the van is, like, pinning him down, and the guys who are in there are like, oh shit! And they're like, one guy on the driver's side opens the door and falls out and just runs. The guy on the passenger side opens the passenger side drawer, swings back down, and, like, hits him in the head. So he rolls down the window, climbs out, and he runs after the first guy. What? That loud. Okay, so you want to run outside with super speed?
Well, okay, so now at this point, is the grenade a threat anymore?
I mean, he's still got them. They're, you know, grenades if someone was...
But he has a van on top of him.
Yeah,
so
I mean, he's not in any position.
Other than a van.
Well, he was holding them, so basically, like, they're, like, stuck here. So if he sets off a grenade, it's going to go off in his face as well as anyone else's.
Yeah, so...
And there's adhesive stuff, so that's going to be a slight dampening.
Yes.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm going to just use the super speed to basically just catch... The guy running away. Just do the same things I did before, just trip him.
Okay.
So,
Super Trip!
In this instance, we're going to call that go toe to toe.
Okay. And then I get a plus one.
Yep.
Nine.
Sweet.
Okay, so you trip this guy. He goes down. As he is falling, he takes her tablet and smashes it into the ground.
Can you just act before it happens?
No. That is the downfall of not quite rolling a 10.
Mm-hmm.
He just broke your shit.
Can I kick him?
Yes.
Just one kick?
Yeah.
Asshole.
Dickface. Tablets and fashionable carry-all bags do not grow on trees. You had to get rid of your phone. Get it.
Well, the phone. Well, now I guess the phone I can't get back now without the fucking tablet.
What do you do, mitosis? What's mitosis doing after seeing like Declan? Is like.
I'm gonna walk over to the guy pinned under the van.
He looks more like a walrus now because he's like pinned down and like sees his head and he's just.
Yep. I'm gonna.
He's trying to flopper.
I'm gonna hunker down. Face him and say, what exactly is your beef with me today?
Aw, crap, it's you.
Damn straight it's me. You tried to shoot up my pawn shop guy, and now you're here trying to blow up my doctor. What the hell's wrong with you? Come on, speak up!
Are you trying to scare him into, like...
No, I'm honestly asking him what the hell's wrong with him. Not trying to convince him or anything.
When I get out of here, I'm going to kill you. And then I'm going to kill him. And then I'm going to stuff him inside of you and use you as a punching bag.
Okay.
Approach.
Sometimes being the GM means being the stupid guy who doesn't know when not to talk.
Alright. I'm going to use... Filled with Rage.
I just want to point something out before anyone does anything. He does still have grenades that are in the vicinity, so if someone was to, say, set him on fire...
They would go off.
They would go off, and he has a tank of a truck full of gas sitting on top of him. So that would make the explosion really cool.
Yeah, that would.
Turn it into water.
No, I'm not doing any of that right now.
Yep.
If I mess up that roll, it might not be a good thing.
I'm going to use Filled with Rage, Mean Right Hook, and Grow Bone Armor to give him a knuckle sandwich made literally out of knuckles right in the face.
Okay.
And I'm going to call that hit it with all you got.
Yeah.
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 So plus three to whatever the heck I rolled. So, a blazing six!
Well, actually, it was a four because you have a minus two.
Oh, shoot. Yep.
Just saying.
Alright, so I get the fade here.
And so you hit him.
Two fade, fade here. Yep.
And you... So you crack him right in the face, like you're just like ready to like see this dude's smirk just crumple, and the plates that you draw on your hand just crack, and you just like, you're gonna take a minus two for broken hand.
Oh no!
We're gonna tag you with broken hand for the time being.
I kind of look a little startled.
Your sister hits harder than that with her.
Damn straight.
Mitosis, her. I just imagine Flicker still kicking this guy. Like, that was a G8 exclusive. You dick.
My data.
Asshole.
My data was just in the middle of being uploaded to the cloud.
I had a level 64 paladin and we were about to raid.
Then I'm going to pick it up and just throw it in his face.
Do you know how much candy I've crushed on this tablet?
All of it.
There's no candy left.
Okay, so you hit him. You're kicking the shit out of the suspect and throwing, like, broken
pieces. Pissing me off.
He's, like, cringing.
I'm just kind of looking between the two of them. Just, this is not my day.
Can I do flashes? Oh, wait, I don't have flashes. Act just before. Is anything going to happen just now?
That would be a different role. Saying, if you want to do an investigate role, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. An investigate. Uh-huh. Just act before it happens.
Yeah.
I just want to see it because I have a feeling this guy might be blowing up. Or, you know what I mean? Ooh, no, that's not. God, that's a 5. Oh, and I do have one of these here. I guess, does that matter?
You get a fade point, though, because you rolled lust.
Yeah, so I get another fade point.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Cool. Be careful.
I'm just trying to see if I can flash into the future and see if anything bad was about to happen.
Like, Back to the Future?
Yeah.
So you're trying to, like, force a vision?
Pretty much.
And you're just like, and it doesn't usually work that way. Like, usually, like, you're more, like, pulled into them, or you feel the moment. Now that you're trying to force it, your head kind of hurts.
I'm having a stroke.
No, you don't have a stroke. You're just going to have a -1 for a really bad migraine.
Can I go back into the night nurse?
She doesn't do migraines.
Don't worry, I'll talk
that
to her.
That is an abuse.
Check your bag for ibuprofen.
Declan, do you want to do anything?
I'm going to go over to the walrus.
Cuckoo, get you.
That's what I was thinking. The Eggman. I kneel down.
Mm-hmm.
Who sent you?
Your mother.
Well, that'd be impossible since my mother died.
Your sister.
She died trying to save my mother.
Your daddy.
My dad walked out on me when I was a child.
You had a rough life.
Yes. So you can understand why I'm kind of pissed that this is the second time now that you've shown up where I am and tried to kill me.
I'm not trying to kill you. If I was trying to kill you, you'd be dead.
Who are you trying to kill?
I'm on a walk.
You're on a walk.
Yeah.
A walk of killing things and blowing shit up.
I didn't blow anything
up. And pissing me
off. You're pissing me off.
Why?
When I get out of this foam, you're dead.
I'm not going to let you out of the foam then, you dumbass.
Oh, by the way, just for the record, I didn't forget that it's raining, so he's just getting soaked. And, like, his face in the yucky street water. Are you trying anything on him here? Or are you just, like, back and forthing with him?
Kind of back and forth, just... Almost trying to do the kind of get a sense of him.
Flicker, you're just kicking the shit out of it.
Okay, no, I'm gonna start. No, I'm gonna ask this guy who I just beat up. Basically, who are you?
These guys are both wearing ski masks. He kind of like makes sure you're not gonna kick him if he talks, and is like trying to like breathe. My name's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
And who's the walrus?
I don't know, man. He just paid me. All I was supposed to do was drive. He told me wear the mask and drive him.
Okay.
He told me he was going to start throwing grenades and shit.
Where'd you get the grenades?
I don't know. He just pulled them out. He's like he had them in a lunchbox.
Who are you? Like, what do you do? I mean, you just...
It was My Little Pony.
With the thermos.
He's a brony. He's a brony.
Alright, so I'm going to try to drag... I guess he's... I probably can't drag him.
Nah, you're not dragging
him. Yeah, I'm not doing anything. Okay. I guess I'm going to try to... do I have anything to tie him up with? The straps of my fashionable carry-all bag.
There you go.
Okay. So I get the final action.
You don't need to roll. I'm not going to make a roll for tying people up.
Good.
Which is good because you rolled, I think, a
that's what I said.
One.
Very good.
Declan, since you're face-to-face with this guy, you see a little red dot that's kind of, like, moving around his face. And then it starts moving down to the vicinity of one of the grenades that's poking out of his chest. What are you doing?
I... grab mitosis... kind of pull him in front of the guy, and as I do that, I'm pulling out a gun and shooting where the dot is coming from.
Okay, we're gonna count that as hit with all you got.
Alright, is that gonna be a good shot and
yep.
Stunt?
Yes.
Whoa!
There you go. Mama said knock you
So here's what happens. You're tying this guy up. You see Declan grab Mitosis, push him towards the walrus, pull his gun in one fluid motion, just like, bam! You kind of like have old-timey guns, too, like big, like, Desert Eagle, like huge nail drivers, like the Punisher.
Absolutely, yes.
You know you hit something. You can just send, you just like, you're
I know, that. I know the sound when my bullets hit something.
Mitosis, what is it? So... So Declan pulled you forward and pushed you into this thing's face. You immediately see the dot and you know what that means. What are you doing?
I'm going to stick my armpit on the guy's face as I'm going down.
Okay. And what's... You see Declan shooting. You're seeing Mitosis is like trying to like suffocate this dude with his armpit.
Do I have anything I can do to...
Figure out where it's coming from.
Going on my skin.
I love this guy.
Can I roll for act just before it happens?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So what are you trying to do?
Really, I just want to see like a general idea of where this guy is or what.
Okay,
you know
cool.
What I mean?
Yeah, gotcha.
10, 11.
Okay.
Wait, 10? Yeah.
So you want an idea of where this person is?
Yeah.
Okay, so you rolled an 11?
Yes.
Okay. You get the sense that this person is on the rooftop across the way from you, about 500 yards away and about 3 stories up.
Is it close enough for me to teleport to?
You could try, but you're not going to get that chance because you just did something.
Okay.
So, the shot goes off, and there's a huge explosion, like, going right off in your face. So you're going to have to take a blow. Declan, you're going to have to take a blow. Flicker does not have to take a blow. So how do you guys want to... You see the bullet hit the grenade, and you're just like, aw, crap.
All right. I have currently... -4.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're only going to apply -2 because the broken hand doesn't really play into this.
All right. So -2. So I'm going to utilize. I'm going to just pull out all the stops, I guess. I'm going to use grow bone armor, rapid healing, hardened inner organs. Instant muscle building, so +4, and because this is either going to kill me, I'm going to break all my powers, or it's going to be great.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to do the mysterious reality bending.
So this would be, I guess, take a risk to try to absorb as much damage.
You're trying to take all as much damage as possible?
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to do you first, because you're trying to like just like, okay, time for the balloon organs to activate.
6. That was a 1, so 7 plus
4
minus 2.
Minus 2 is a 9.
Yep, so 9.
Okay.
So complications, but success.
So you get blown off at the top of this guy. The van goes, it's just like the van goes pinwheeling into the air. You're sent flying across the street. You hit the wall, go through it. You go through the wall on the other side of that building, and you hit the alley, and you're just down. You're about 3 times as big as you were before. And you are in, you're just, okay, I'm like the Kool-Aid man.
So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Smoke coming out of
what's Declan doing?
Well, let me ask this.
Uh-huh.
If I try to do the mysterious reality bending.
To what end?
So the explosion is happening kind of, like, right here?
You pushed him in front of you. He just took the brunt of the explosion, but you need to do something, because he's not going to be able to absorb a full, you know, half dozen grenades, and...
I have an idea.
Okay.
Because there's the water on the ground.
Oh.
I was thinking suddenly almost making, like, a wall of...
You could try
like
that.
Like, a huge...
Change the game.
...thing of water
change
coming
the game.
Up.
Change the game.
But here's my question. I have 2 marks in the fade thing there.
Really good
thing.
Then
don't fuck it up.
If I roll, does that count against?
No.
Okay.
But if you screw it up, you break a power.
What does that mean?
good things for me.
I hate you.
Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
Boom! Definitely did not fuck it up.
Yeah. The record was a 12.
And, I mean, like, I'm talking, like, you know, there's the water.
So you just, like, convalesce all the rain. You just pull down, like, 30 gallons of water.
Yeah.
And you pull up all the water. And you're just like, ugh! And it just, it's not just water. It, like, swirls together into a fucking dragon of water that just chomps down. And it's, like, a sheet of water. And steam hisses up. And, like, the rest of the water falls down. And you're just standing there, like, steam cleaned.
Yes!
All right, so question. Yes. What is spore generation for me?
You make spores.
What do the spores do?
What do you want them to do?
Oh, excellent.
So, Slicker, you saw, like, he's doing all this crazy... mitosis got knocked through a few buildings. The walrus guy stands up, like, lets out a puff of smoke, and then just falls over.
All right, I'm going to try to teleport to wherever that guy, wherever the shot came from.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Let's hopefully this works out better than the last time I tried to do this.
Go toe-to-toe.
Nope.
Come on.
Which is, yeah, I rolled a 6.
You teleport onto the roof next to the building that you were aiming for.
Okay.
You see the person. You see a woman with a sniper rifle. She looks exactly like this.
Is it my ex?
No,
because I sent her the money.
You sent her the child support.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You lying ass.
I didn't. Let's watch it happen. Damn it.
She looks like this. She's wearing like a leather jacket. Very creepy looking. Not pleasant at all.
Okay.
She is currently bleeding quite profusely from a large gunshot wound in her shoulder. She looks at you, kind of shoulders her rifle, and then just with one swift kick, she, like, launches herself off the ground, fires with her gun at the building across the way, and, like, you can see there's, like, a cable attached to the rifle, and just kind of, like, lands. She should have 2 broken legs and, like, a shattered spine, but she just doesn't seem to mind just because it was walking off.
Okay.
And I think that's where we're going to hit pause on.
No!
This is a two-parter.
All right, this is good.
I really like this.
This system is extremely good. One thing I'm concerned about is, are we leveling up too fast?
I don't think so, because... You guys, for the record, were rolling insanely well.
Yes, true.
And I kind of threw you both in at the deep end, so...
No, I mean, like, for example, with my character, that last one I did where I'm like, okay, I'm down 2. Mm-hmm. I need to have at least 2 tags plus as many more as I can. That not only allowed me to do the feat... But I then had 4 attentions at the same time.
The thing with games like this, more so than a lot of other games, is you are meant to feel like badasses.
I feel like a badass.
That part where you and I, you're just like, boom.
You're meant, when you're playing to your strengths, like taking on grenades and brutes, you are meant to feel like someone who can go toe-to-toe with these things. Now, it doesn't hurt matters that, you know... You were rolling monstrously well all night with almost no downside. It depends on the GM, too, because some GMs would be like, you can't really apply that tag. It doesn't fit here. And I'm just like, that makes sense that you're trying to, like, my guts are going to heal as fast as this grenade's ripping them apart.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very much based on, like, the relationship between the player and the GM. Is this GM like, no, that doesn't work here. You can't use smuggling to, like, find the secret nooks and crannies of this thing.
It's not so much the speed of the leveling as the at the end of the session, whenever we've played the scenario, this character that I'm using will probably be fully maxed out on the traits that I find useful for his character.
But then he's completely ignored the things that... We don't know what... it also kind of depends on what kind of missions you're doing. If you're, like, more social encounters, mitosis would probably be less of a focus. Declan would probably be doing a little bit more. Flicker would probably be doing some stuff with, like, you know, being, like, the hipster, like, you know, like, so,
yeah.
Social.
She actually has, like, powers like that. It was just, like, city, what, like, sarcastic remarks,
yeah.
Freethinker.
I mean, I have common sense.
Yep. But I see that if I was going to be playing the system over and over again, what I would love to do is run Mitosis till he gets, like, maximum power. And then put him aside in my, like, cameo pile. And then, like, next scenario, I would build a new character. And then the GM can take somebody from my cameo pile and have him, like, show up in one of my gaming sessions as an NPC.
Mm-hmm.
And he can, like, have Mitosis show up, do, like, a quick little thing with my guy who I'm trying to level up.
Do you guys remember the first time you played Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition, and you come into the first town, the first fight, and it's kobolds?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you had played 4th Edition, and like we'd been doing 4th Edition
stuff up
to that point, and it's like, oh, it's kobolds. Pfft, we got this. And like they almost killed one of us. Like,
they were bastards.
They like immediately, like, okay. And I feel like this is that game. It's like, if you skew things too much to make it, like, super easy, then it's no fun. So it's like, I'm going to give this guy a big gun and just have him, like, open up. And it's like, oh, I'm going to roll. And it's like, you're meant to have more successes. And it's like, the way I always describe these games is it's a very pendular motion. The thing that kind of kept the pendulum skewing more in your direction is, I rolled an 11, I rolled a 10, I rolled a 12. And then, unfortunately, Jessica's like, I'm going to roll, and it's like, I think you rolled like a 4, and it's like, oh, that was the worst time to do that, because
yeah.
It's like, I'm like, what can I do that's like, that stinks, and like, I don't want to teleport you into like a car, and then your foot's trapped in this car.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Nope, you're going to get shot.
But that worked, because I mean, even if she would have died there or something like that, it still would have added a dynamic to the game. Your
that's
friend
the thing.
Yeah. You know?
I mean,
so.
And because this is such
a... It's a brutal, like, it is totally kind of, like, at my discretion to decide how much things are affecting you, and I'm just like, you're dead. You're
See, gone. That's the thing, it's like, when you said burst shot, me as a former medic, burst shot does a lot of damage.
The only thing I know about
especially when you're, like, right like that. Like, she would have been fucked up bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they had, like, tried to get you to a hospital... You're going to need to play a new character because the hospital's going to be like,
But yeah. I mean, I think that's the other thing is.
Oh, by the way, I loved your night nurse.
Yes.
That was extreme.
I
had never heard
like
that
idea
before.
I like the idea of having the contact.
Medic Dusa.
Yes. But I like the idea of, like, kind of contacts. So she's now a contact.
Yeah.
She's now someone, you know, like, okay, I have business contacts.
Mm-hmm.
She's a business contact now. So that I can call her and be like, you know, I'm about to die. Get over here.
Yeah.
But because this game is so heavy in the role-playing, I like that there's only a couple little abilities we're going to gain that kind of just add to the character. Because I have, like, history, haggler, disabling security systems. Mm-hmm. And being new to, you know, tabletop, well, not as new as I was, but, you know, kind of
really
newer.
Not new anymore.
I know.
You're the newest
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find I get agitated at games where it's like my character is this kick-ass, sword-wielding, you know, desert demon who's just, you know, with firepower and blah, blah, blah. But I'm so limited on what I can do.
There is.
I can throw one fireball a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then it's just that frustrating feeling like, then this character's what, like maybe 5?
Mm-hmm.
Playing this... I feel like everything I can do is perfect for the age and experience of this character right
it's
now.
It's like at your fingertips.
Yeah,
you
I'm like, this is it.
You don't have that thing where it's like, and I don't have a problem with this. As a GM, like, people be like, my character is this. He's like this old grizzled war hero, and he's been in all these battles, and, you know, now it's like, if you're level 1, then you're a crappy ass warrior.
Yeah, and you're always good as a GM with being like, yeah, I'll let you do that. That would make sense.
Well, no, but like,
that.
What we always say is like, the thing is like, being a rank and file, it's like most of your life you've been a rank and file soldier. What was the event that kind of, because adventurers and heroes in the world of Dungeons and Dragons are meant to be like, you have done something to rise above the level of ordinary.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, dude, you're like 80, you're like, I'm 65, and I'm like, okay, so you're like the last witch hunter suddenly? Like, yeah. That's always kind of like, something happened here.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, remember whenever I did Seth?
Yes.
She was like, kind of powerful in 4th edition, but we had to knock her back. Well, she was older, she had, you know what I
mean?
There
are just mechanics that aren't present in 5th edition as much, like, yeah. But
it worked out that
way. But you had a story hook.
Yeah, yes. There was a story, there was a reason why she wasn't as powerful as she used to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the improvement section on this, it does say, in the full version, mm-hmm. and there's some more stuff.
Yes.
So I'm really excited and curious to see what would come out of that.
So, as far as this goes, I do like, there's a lot of great things about it, and I do want to do, like, a full-on review, so I don't want to do too much, but, like, you guys do, I like that we gave you three characters that you didn't make, and just, they give you the broad bones of it, and you guys had three characters that you kind of made your own in the course of a couple of hours. I didn't feel like you were just playing, like, quick starters, like, I'm a badass boxer. Mm-hmm. I was like, now, Mitosis is kind of like, you know, he's got a character to him. You played them and made them your own, which is always good to see. And I like this game because, like, this is all stuff you can print off. Like, anyone listening to the podcast, you can go online and print this stuff. And
I like these. I love these characters. I don't generally like the pre-made characters because I don't feel that connection. I mean, we tend to make these characters that have a 50-year history,
yeah.
and connections to, like, their grandmother and you and, you know, all these deep layered lives. So when you get a pre-made character, especially when it's like, here you go, we're playing now, here's the mm-hmm. character, you kind of have that hesitant stutter in the beginning where you're like, what am I doing and why am I doing this?
Right.
If someone starts shooting up my store, how is my character going to react?
For the record, all of these characters, I feel like they give you a really good hook, like Salamander, Postmortem, Excalibur, because, like, they're not just like, I have the ultimate weapon. It's like, oh, you're also an activist for social change. So, yes, you have this person who's very rich and powerful and, you know, part of the social elite, but she cares about people. You know, Salamander is kind of like a do-gooder. He wants to help the city. Postmortem wants to find out, you know, what the hell happened and why she was killed. Kitsune wants to protect Kaido, who is the girl that he is kind of like a little bit stalkery-ish with. Protective/stalker. So, they give you these, like, I love the idea of, like, you're not just, here's the big tough guy, here's the weird guy with guns, here's the girl who can do all the hacking and cool stuff. You're like, oh, you're, you know, doing stuff. And I'm like, I love that you're like, you know, like, I do business in this part of town, and I do their taxes, and I, like, yeah. help out with the not the tech-savvy people. And I like that you're like, okay, where are you going now? You could have gone anywhere. You're like, I'm going to go back in and, like, you know, check things out. I like the way you guys interacted with the NPCs, and,
Yeah, sorry if I'm, like, a little out of it. I am very tired.
No, you're
good. No, I really, no. See, I liked where, you know, we're in the car, and you're like, yeah, I've been here before. I've seen you before. And then me playing the, oh, yeah, you were smaller last time I saw you.
Yes. And
kind of, yeah, like, I take pity on you, so I've been buying your crap.
It was that banter in the cop car scene that really allowed me to figure out where my character was and where he was going to.
Yeah.
Like, I've been through so much, I barely remember who I was. I know I used to be a boxer, I know they called me Mitosis, but I can barely remember what my original name was. So much of my flesh has been regrown and replaced that...
Your identity, well, your self-identity.
Your wiki page. Should be like, here, check it out. You can
I'm a monster. I kill people.
Yeah. Which is cool because then I'm almost like, yeah, okay, I'm going to give you a purpose again.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically going to be my muscle and my mm-hmm. helper. And then the rest of the game, it's like, hey, go do this. Hey, go do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of my traits that I was looking over here is that I've got filled with rage. And I'm using that for the meek side of my personality, because I'm trying to constantly bottle it up.
Are you almost on the, like, play it more like on the edge, where it's just like, you stub your toe, punch a hole in the wall, yeah.
Which is why I went for the hit all I can with the walrus guy.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't take pity on people that are weak.
The other thing is, each of you has mysteries about your characters, like, which we didn't really get into too much, but like Flicker, kind of your call to action is you've seen this big cataclysmic event that's going to happen in the city, and you're like, what is the riot? What the hell happened?
Okay.
You know, what should I do with all this power? Because you're just like some kid who suddenly do all this crazy shit. I want people to accept and admire my eccentricities.
Yes,
you know.
That is one of the ones.
So there are things that,
basically, she's... that's kind of like a stop... the hipster thing. It's kind of like a stuck-up thing, but it's also like, I want to be popular and well-liked.
You want to be liked for who you are, and that's part of your character. Yeah, it's like... I love this game, and it's part of the reason, as I was looking through the Quick Start... Because, there's so many games that come out. They're like, here's our Quick Start, and, you know, it's like... Yeah, this is cool. There's a lot of superhero stuff, especially. There's a lot of superhero games. But they're all different, and I really liked this one because I feel like...
It's very easy to pick up. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
It's extremely easy to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to a D20 game like Dungeons & Dragons.
D20 where, Modern.
Yeah.
Pathfinder.
Yeah, where you have this extensive rule book, and... The character creation phase takes a full hour or so on a good day with a relatively large group. And on this one, I could see, you get your deck of Adaptation and Bastion and Training and all the other cards. You pop out four cards. You spend 5-10 minutes saying, what is my character? And given the very short how-to-play summary, you can get rolling really fast. Especially if you're good at or willing to do improv.
It's like the moves are very straightforward, and that's the cool thing. It's not like I have this list of crazy powers. It's like, okay, what are you doing? You're always doing different versions of the same moves and figuring out what makes sense to apply here. I do think that as I was looking through, because I read the whole Quick Start and everything, I was like, I really hope that the Kickstarter gets funded. Because I would like to see the city fleshed out, other places brought in, and just kind of see what all is going on there. And there's stuff for, making... I think it's fun to play with these characters, because I feel like they're just... There's nothing stopping someone from, changing the name and being, changing the backstory. I was this, and I did this. You know, but it'd be fun to be, I want to make something completely of my own. I want to make, a Oni... Or I want to make a Minotaur dude, or, you know, something from a completely other myth. There will be a second part to this. It is going to be a two-part adventure. This isn't going up until later this month. I'm going to post, a review of this, and then the second part will go up later on. But thank you guys for playing. We will finish this up next time. We'll see kind of what's going on with Imp and this egg and... Mm-hmm. Until next time, everybody, thanks for playing, and thanks for listening, and play more games.